8:34. Good morning, Melinda Mayo. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing well today. I think it's a good day to sit by a pool for sure with this heat that's still sticking around.
You and Mark have a pool, correct?
We do. When we bought this house out in West Little Rock, it had a big backyard, and I said, I don't have to buy a house with a pool, but I have to buy a house that could have a pool someday. So about a year later, we built one and really loved it. We kind of switched from the lake life at Lake Ouachita that we've been doing for about 15 years to the pool life, which is a little easier when you get a certain age. To just go out to your backyard rather than hauling all that stuff down.
Sure.
So, yeah,
well,
we love it.
Justin and Kate can't do this because they've got kids, but do you and Mark decide never just walk out the back sliding glass door, go out there and
go skinny dipping
out there in that pool?
Easy now.
No? I'd like to do that.
Huh?
You got a big fence?
We do have a big fence. We do have plenty of privacy. Hey, what happens at the pool stays at the pool.
Hey, what was that? Say that again.
What happens at the pool stays at the pool if you're going to go there, right?
I like it. I like it. that's exactly right. Hey, we got some rain. We were asking, did it cool down the overall temps or not?
A little bit. Not a lot today, but, boy, we sure needed this. That rain last night came with a pretty strong storm. In fact, at one point, we had 25,000 statewide power outages, lots of trees down. I was headed to downtown to go to Hamilton last night in the middle of that storm, and there were trees and limbs down everywhere. So we did get a lot of wind from it. We actually have a front that's coming in today, and that is going to have a little drier air behind it. I don't think you'll really feel it today. Maybe tonight at football, some of the junior high football games, you may notice it being a little bit more comfortable. But I think especially Friday and Saturday, we're still going to get to the mid-90s or so, but I think it's going to feel just a little bit better. So today's high, we've got it 97, a small chance of a few afternoon showers, not many, with that front coming through. And then Friday and Saturday, mid-90s, you know, when you've been 105, 106, 107, that's better. I think next week we still kind of build back, though, close to 100, probably towards the end of next week. So I don't think we're done with those yet. But those 105, 106s that we saw last week, not likely going to happen again, especially if you got a little rain like we just got.
I can't wait for it to get cool for football season. When you walk out there, maybe, you know, you got a jacket you're wearing and you hear the band playing and this stuff right now, it's tough. And now, I don't remember, what are the odds that the next hurricane is going to be called Dolly? Is that correct?
That's absolutely
a tropical storm.
Correct. It could just be a tropical storm. That's when it gets a name, when it gets the tropical storm status. So the next name storm will be Dolly, and what are the odds? You know, I've had a lot
crazy.
Of people say, oh, that would be great. Other people said, no, that's kind of disrespectful. Why did the meteorological people do that? Well, this was done years ago. These things are chosen decades in advance. Yeah, isn't that crazy? So we will be at the fourth name storm, which will be Dolly on the list. That name was added to the Atlantic list of names back in 1996. So 30 years ago, Dolly was put in as the D name for this list. It replaced Diana, which probably nobody remembers Hurricane Diana, but that name was retired in 1990. It was a Category 2 hurricane that hit Mexico. And it actually killed about 140 people. So anyone that is particularly deadly, damaging, costly for some reason, they vote to retire that name. So Diana retired in 1990. And then 6 years later, when that list came back up again to be used, someone on that committee said Dolly. And here we are 30 years later, it'll be the next name storm.
Yeah, that is yeah,
that's magic
yeah,
eight ball
it,
stuff.
It really
right
is.
There.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Holy cow.
And
let's be honest with what Craig was saying. He interviewed Dolly.
Yeah.
He was in a movie with Tim Curry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who's next?
You and I are in trouble.
Maybe so. You asked about Coach Silverfield last night at the Catfish Hole, if he said anything new. We were talking earlier. That guy has done so many interviews. I can't think he could come up with any other way to say all the things he's been saying for the last 10 months. I mean, we were just saying, I almost hate to see him have to answer a question again, because, like, all right, for the 78th time, I will try to figure out a way to say this in an interesting way. But it was good. It was a big crowd last night. He felt the love. That was the first time that's the first time you've had a coach, a different face there in six years. And so I'm glad they rolled at the red carpet, just like the touchdown club did last week. So I thought it went well.
Yeah, I think it went really well. I think he was really impressed that a Catfish restaurant gets that kind of a crowd, for him to sit there. He didn't bring players last night. He is expected, like the other coaches, to bring a couple players each Wednesday night to the Catfish Hole. He talked a lot about what he's been doing as far as bringing back in, alumni, former coaches, why he wanted to do that. And I think that, it shows a lack of ego, I think, on his part that he's
wanting to bring in.
Especially former coaches, bring those in.
Smart.
They did ask him about, will any freshmen be on the field? Will they see any snaps this season? He mentioned a couple defensive players. He mentioned tackle Danny Beal, safety K. Lockett, and cornerback Brandon Ford. Said those may get on the field. And later he came back and said Beal may not quite be ready. I think he may have an injury. So he talked about that a little bit, but Bill's. So
Bill's a big old boy. He's a big young man. So yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm just like you guys. I'm just ready to talk about something we see on the field rather than what we're dreaming up, right?
Now you were coming to see Emmett Smith. When is the last time you went to the Little Rock Touchdown Club? I have a picture when you and Beth Hunt were both youngsters at Channel 7. That was probably. Did you come see Bosworth, Brian Bosworth? Is that who you came to see, or somebody else?
I didn't. Ever since I've been heavy on this daybreak schedule, the idea of being downtown or something at noon to 1 o'clock just kind of seems a little tough on a Monday, especially when you haven't had much sleep and got up at 3 a.m. So the things you get to do in retirement, hopefully more Little Rock Touchdown Club. So we're going to come see Emmett. I think that visit with Beth and I was, I think it was Tommy Tuberville, maybe.
Is that what it was?
We just came to see you and see the Touchdown Club. So, gosh, what year was that?
Yeah, that was probably, it had to be over 10 years. I think for sure it was over 10 years, between 10 and 15 years ago. Wait to have you. I wonder, too, how many people that will come to the Touchdown Club, it sold out for Emmett Smith. How many, and I'll say women, just because women like dancing, how many know Emmitt Smith and like him from his Dancing with the Stars stuff versus his football stuff, what do you think? He won Dancing with the Stars.
I think he won it. That's right. And a lot of the football, a lot of the football players do pretty well on Dancing with the Stars, and he just came out and won it with that. I mean, he's got the smile. He has the personality. The WNC, or rather the NBA players they've had on there, haven't done as well. They're just kind of long, too long and lanky, and they just don't look as good. But those football players, they're quick on their feet and do well. So I think you'll have a lot of women, especially, who want to come see him for that. But I think even if you're a big dancing fan, he was a pretty big football player too, right?
Yeah,
Amon Schumpert, who played in the NBA, won Dancing with the Stars, but I think he may be the only one. Amon Schumpert.
Who? Amon Schumpert?
Yep.
Have you ever heard of Amon Schumpert?
Played for the he's a good player. Yeah. Played for the Cavs when they won it all, didn't he?
Yep.
Right. Oh, Knicks this year?
Ward, I think.
And Roger, you said you think he played what?
Who'd
you?
No. I've ordered that at Scoops.
Oh man! It's the simple things in life, like that right there.
All I got to do is pop off and keep the equipment right.
I love what Christian.
Y'all got me triggered during Razorback football talk. Here I am, completely untriggered. Thank you, Rob.
Christian. Christian, how did you say? Christian just nonchalantly goes, no. So it's and
Amon
you
Shumpert.
Have to go.
It's not a hard name, guys.
Who?
Amon Shumpert. No.
Yeah, we just don't. We've never heard of Amon Shumpert. We don't know. I'll
be honest with you, Baz. Neither Christian nor myself expected you to have heard the name Amon Shumpert.
Strength and honor.
He did probably
again.
If you'd have said
Magic Johnson, I'd know who that was. I know he wanted, but I wouldn't.
He was a role player.
If you had said Lou Alcindor,
is there any other athlete? Any other athlete? Well, you know, Doug Flutie got seventh. Doug Flutie who's come to the touchdown club. He got seventh 1 year. So, I mean, a lot more athletes are doing it. I think Emmett's the only one.
Is he the only athlete that's
it? Well, it says Shumpert.
Did you say Jerry Rice? Did Jerry Rice?
I think Jerry did it.
Do it?
Yeah, we'll have to get a list of all those. Okay. I love
Emmitt Smith and Jerry Rice, but, oh, boy, that just takes away from their legacy.
Do you think so, Jess?
That's where former celebrities go to officially end their careers.
That or Mass Singer.
But I think it's different. I think it was
they don't ever have anybody that's actually really famous.
That's right. I think it used to be different, though. I think it was a bigger deal back in the day.
Guys and gals that used to be famous.
You're right.
Hey, remember this guy? No, not really. maybe. Yeah.
M. Shumpert. It's a great example of that. Image bigger than all that.
Oh yeah.
All right. So
let me ask these guys. I bet Christian may, Melinda should, Justin. I don't think you will. But someone else had passed away that we saw from Pigskin Preacher was a mainstay on game shows when we were.
Yeah,
growing
I remember
up.
Her.
JP Morgan. Morgan.
Is that what it was?
I think that's what it was. Right? Does that name ring a bell to any three of you?
JP Morgan?
No,
I'm gonna look it up.
Did you
just
say
see
JP
if
Morgan?
I believe that was.
That's
the name
like
of,
a bank.
Yeah, that's
ain't
a bank.
Or an investment.
Well, hold on,
company.
Yeah, hold on. Make sure that we get the name right. I think that's what it was. Just hold on. I want to do it because this was another quote unquote. Now this was a celebrity. I never knew anything that this person.
She
did.
Was a regular on talk. I mean,
she was a regular on the Gong Show. Easy,
yeah.
Raunchy.
Yeah.
Raunchy.
Yeah.
Does that
JP?
Name ring a bell to you?
You had to have watched
Melinda.
You've had to have watched game shows a lot to be able to get it. I mean, to be able to
is
recognize.
Melinda still there?
Wait, I'm still here. I'm still here listening.
Okay.
So,
no.
So what's the name again?
It's JP.
JP Morgan. She was a pop and TV Morgan, star right? For an infamous stint on the Gong Show. She died yesterday at the age of 94. Does that name ring a bell to you, JP Morgan?
It's JP J-A-Y-E.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I recognize her face, but I don't. I've probably seen it in a rerun of one of those game shows or something.
Hey, we got to be quick here, real quick, Melinda, because you want to call.
I'm sorry.
You want to call me out on this, which I'm fine. And listen, one of my favorite nights was me, Roger, me, you, and Justin, and Greg Hatcher, and our ladies all going to see Wicked. And I have been saying the wrong thing, Melinda, when talking about a Hamilton. I call it a play, and that's not correct, right?
Correct. It is not correct. Go ahead.
Musical. It's a musical.
Okay.
It's a musical. Yeah. So if they don't sing or dance up there, it's just a play. If they
duh.
Do, it's a musical.
Did you know that?
I'm sorry, Melinda. I'm sorry you didn't know.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Tim Wilson, our
salesperson. It's embarrassing. Really?
Thank you,
Tim Wilson, our salesperson, lasted half of it. He lasted half of it.
What happened?
He walked out the last 7 years.
And he was with, may I say?
He was with a girl.
He was with a chick. Yeah. You were with a chick, and you didn't even try to go, you know what? Oh, absolutely.
I'm done. I'm taking all I can. I don't understand anything.
And if she stays, you say, that's it, we're done.
No. The entire show. I was there for three hours, an hour and a half, a break, and another hour and a half.
Oh,
it was a musical rap.
Hamilton's too deep for me, I think. I don't think I can enjoy it. Wick is more my speed.
Did he get shot in there? Yes, he did. Okay. Yes, he did.
Did confetti come out?
No. Some woman caught the bullet in the air, and they froze it and moved them around on this circular deal, and they were moving. And it was really,
did they really?
Cool.
So
yeah,
Melinda,
it was pretty cool.
Justin,
cool.
You've seen Hamilton, right, Justin?
No, I've not. I haven't.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I'm surprised. I would have thought you'd seen
You know, when I found out what was it, 10, 15 years ago, it was the biggest.
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
When I heard about what it was about, I don't know. It just didn't strike me as something that I got to go watch this. It sounded like I would have trouble understanding it.
Yeah. Well, Roger is
don't they rap all the?
Yeah, it's a rap.
I have trouble understanding.
I can't even understand
it. Yeah, me too.
I dumb it down. I dumb it down.
I listen about as slowly as I talk.
The problem for me with musicals and stage plays and all that, even though I like Wicked and all that, is I need closed captioning.
I know. It would help for that. It would have helped for that. All right, Melinda, thank you. Fine sponsor before we go.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you to Sanders. That rain is exactly what our drafts needed, but you got to have the right chemicals in there. You got to have Sanders Ground helping you make sure that it continues to grow. I mean, they are the best. 315-9395. Amen. I like that, Chester.
Thanks, Melinda. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. Let's go home.